Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet, the Friday freeform, hootenanny, frolicking, good times here at Rocks and Things. There's nobody here, so I guess I might have to talk. Somebody may show up. I would invite anybody who is downtown to stop in and be a part of the fun. So today, since I am kind of having the wigget, I think I'm going to talk a couple of things. I know on the little intro, I said I was going to talk about entities and turning hungry ghosts into allies. But before I do, I just feel like I need to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world right now and what I guess is kind of in my face. And because if it's in my face, it's probably not just in my face. But this morning at Sadhana at 4 a.m., I have a gal who comes all the time who is in the medical profession. And she has raised her children without vaccines, and she has done her research. I mean, she's a scientist, right? She's a nurse. She's a healer. She didn't make the decision lightly not to vaccinate her children or not to vaccinate herself, and now her job is on the line. And because she has chosen not to be vaccinated, the organization that she works for is doing everything they can to intimidate her, to get her to quit. I think they're looking for any excuse they can to fire her. And it really fired me up. And, you know, when we get fired up, as I've been talking about, the idea is just to feel it. And it's really hard for me. This is what I'm sort of processing, is when I get so fired up about something, what do I need to do with that energy? Because, you know, I made a decision when my daughter was 4, I had done the vaccines unknowingly, blindly, out of ignorance. I kind of did whatever the doctor told me. And then when Mallory was 2, she burned herself. And that stress of the burn traumatized her immune, stressed her immune system, and she was sick all the time. And who knows, because she'd had some of those immunizations from, like, gosh, she was like less than 3 months, I think. She was little. I don't know that the immunizations did anything to her, but I know her immune system was not strong. She was born premature, and so I think her immune system was weak. Anyway, I did the immunizations, and then I was kind of going to your regular doctors, doing what I thought I was supposed to do as a parent. And then I started looking for other ways, because she got sick and she didn't get better. And finally, I took her to a naturopath, and the naturopath put her on something simple, like it was vitamin C and echinacea, and her cold cleared up. And then again, she was not sick, but her nose ran all the time, and I took her to a naturopath again. Every time I take her to the regular pediatrician, they'd put her on antibiotics. But then I took her to the naturopath, and they said, well, take her off of dairy. I think she has a dairy allergy. Boom, 3 days, her sinuses were clear, and she stopped drooling, and things changed. So this all put me on a path of beginning to question everything that traditional medicine was asking us to do, and I stopped vaccinating her. We just have somebody who just walked in the store. Now, I won't say your name, but do you want to be on the radio show? So we were talking about vaccines, but I'll talk about this another time because, you know, this is Freeform Friday Freeform, and whoever comes in sort of shows us where we get to go. So can I say your name?
Sure.
So this is Garrett. Garrett, tell us what you're up to today.
I'm on the spot. I don't know. Got the day off, buying plants and crystals.
So do you want to tell me about the really cool creations that you're making using plants and
crystals? Buying tropical plants, potting them, and intertwining crystals with them, and the plants really flourish. And, I didn't know I was going to be on the radio.
I know. That's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of Friday.
My day off.
Yeah.
I don't think on my day off.
That's okay. So at Christmas time, Garrett came in and bought some crystals for a mutual friend, and then he created this beautiful plant crystal matrix. And we actually, if you go to Rocks and Things Facebook, it's one of the pictures on at Rocks and Things, and they were so beautiful that I think it's he's onto something here, and I think it's good for the crystals, and I think it's good for the plants.
I agree.
And
I've noticed the plants really taken off.
Okay.
Since they've been.
Okay.
With the crystals.
Okay. Well, and he even brought me one, and it's still alive. Well, I mean, well, you know, I can keep plants alive, kind of, but these succulents, he brought some succulents in, and they tell me when they need to be watered, so that they don't, like, dry up. Okay, so, Garrett, is there particular crystals that you're drawn to put with plants, or do you get the plants first, and then you let the crystals show themselves? How do you do this?
There's really no method to the madness. I just kind of happens.
Okay.
Kind of feel it, and it happens, I think.
Now, are you doing this for somebody in particular, or?
One is a Christmas present, a late Christmas present, and the other one is actually to bring in here to put on display.
Great! Yay! So you can come in here. I'm not sure when Garrett will have it done. By the end of the day, he said he'll bring it in. I'm going to be gone, just so you know, for I'm going to the Gem and Crystal show, going to Tucson. So if you come in, I'll be here tomorrow. You can come in and see his creation, and he can help you create your own plant crystal matrix, or he can make one for you. I see it as a booming business. I think he's going to do something with this. So, it's two things that are close to my heart. Even though I can't always keep plants alive, I sure appreciate plants. I think I have some karma with plants. So I'm trying to work through that. But so what do you got going now? What crystals are you looking for? Are you looking for anything in particular? Just in what junk? Okay. Okay, well.
I like different colors. Obviously, colors bring out other colors. And, yeah, so I like green, brown, just.
Okay.
But more just whatever jumps at it.
And see, and I think that is a really powerful way to work with crystals, just from the world according to Velvet, because I like to get in my head about stuff. And crystals, we can know what they do, but they're so intuitive. They love us to just be in our hearts, in our bodies, and be drawn to the ones that we need and not try to figure things out, even though I like to.
I feel that if you think about something too much, you overthink it, and then you don't act with your heart. You kind of overthink things, and you don't really get what you're looking for.
It loses the magic, and plants and crystals are all about the magic. And now you can jump in here anytime, but I'm going to tell a story if that's okay. So there was this guy in here yesterday, this nice young man who lives in Haines, Alaska, but he works over in the oil field, okay? And he's a geologist, and one of his job is to actually frack. He puts that stuff down in the earth and fracks. And because we're in a metaphysical store, you know, there's a part of me that goes, okay, if everything serves a purpose, what's the purpose of this, right? And so one of the things that he said is that he felt like whatever is going on over there is way beyond humans. And I found that really interesting. And the other thing that he said is, or what came up in here is, you know, we were talking about the spirits of crystals and plants. Well, I've talked about it on this show before, about how a Mayan elder told me that when they frack, they're releasing all of these spirits that have been deep within the earth. And these spirits come up, and because they've been trapped in the earth, I think some of them, some people might call them demons, some of them might just, they're heavy energies. They're like almost, you know, if you didn't know what it was going on, it could be scary, right? And so what we were talking about is that over there in the oil fields, that these spirits are released and then they attach to humans. And then if, like, let's say you have anger, that critter attaches to you and it's going to try to get you to get angry because it feeds on the energy of the anger. And what he was talking about, he said you have to be, that's one of the things he noticed over there, is how important it is that he stays centered. You know, he didn't say that he knew that if he got out of balance, beings would feed on him. But if you're reactive at all, those beings feed on you. And today we were talking about, what I wrote up, what I was going to talk about if nobody showed up today, was we were going to talk about turning hungry ghosts into allies. And the Native Americans believe there are spirits all around us that attach to us, and if we give them a food source, they'll stick around. But if we don't give them a food source, then they'll either move on to somebody else, or if, let's say, they attach to you and you have some anger, the opportunity is for you to deal with your own anger, and it heals them, and they can move on. You know, first of all, if you just do it for yourself, theoretically it helps the collective. But if you consciously are in the with the understanding, and you know something's attached to you, and it's stirring your stuff up, you can heal for you and that other being. This guy was in here, and he was talking about how there are actually devas of the oil, and these devas of the oil that are coming up as this oil is coming up are so excited about being here. And the deva, some overlighting deva, you know, these are all kind of goofy words, but said that it is in the earth's best interest not to have all that heavy energy inside her. And that there was a plan.
There is a positive, right.
But humans aren't evolved enough to know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So, and what I know from my Chinese medicine stuff and my Native American studies is that if you drink or do drugs, you have holes in your field. And these beings can attach more easily to you through the holes in your field. And so by doing your own emotional work, and supposedly all around us are these entities that attach to us if we have intense emotions. They are feeding on our emotions. And so we are being given an opportunity to heal the earth. Okay, and look at how freaking crazy it is out there right now.
Yeah.
How people are up in arms over this, or they're up in arms over that, or ISIS is shooting people, or, you know, the people who vaccinate their children are mad at the people who don't vaccinate their children. There is just so much wackadoodleness out there. I made that one up. So we're having our radio show. Do you want to be on the radio show? Well, so we just had somebody walk in. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Chandler Carroll, working in the Rock Shop of Moses.
He's got some powerful mojo.
anything that you've been noticing about what's going on in the world right now?
All the stuff in North Dakota has released a lot of just powerful, not very positive energy. That definitely made things go out of crazy and out of whack the past few years.
Well, that's what we were just talking about. And you know what's really interesting? I'm sort of obsessed with this this story about this Irish king, and he was the last pagan king of Ireland. He was the last Druid king of Ireland, and he was the last king through the rites of kingship. And the rites of kingship were, first he had to prove himself. He had to prove that he would put the needs of his community first. Then he had to do something that would give him the blessing of the divine masculine, the consort of the goddess. And then he had to do something that would give him the blessing of the goddess. And once he received the blessing of the goddess, they call the goddess sovereignty. Once he received the blessing of the goddess, he became the king. He had to rule in such a way that he was in integrity, otherwise the goddess would withdraw her blessing. And there was something that happened that I get the sense that, and this is a book I'm just starting to write, that the goddess actually, I don't know that she withdrew her blessing from him specifically, but she withdrew from the world of man because the violence, this was like right before the Crusades started. And it was a time when Christianity was rising. The patriarchy was coming into power, and the matriarchy was receding. And I think there are some theories that in order to balance the masculine and feminine, we have to have the full expression of the masculine. And so on some level, whether the goddess withdrew because it was just too painful to be here, or she withdrew because, you know, because man was being stupid. That's often, I think, why the goddess withdraws.
She's kind of so wrapped up in their own thoughts that they don't care to think about bigger picture.
Right. They've lost it. And, you know, so I'm sort of seeing everything that's happening right now as a result of this idea that none of our rulers have proven themselves according to the rites of kingship. You know, they don't put the needs of the people first. They haven't, first of all, they don't even acknowledge that there's a divine masculine, and they want to kill the feminine. So I think that we're seeing an out-of-balance world partially because we don't have sovereignty and our rulers don't have sovereignty. And so kind of what has come up, so I was telling Garrett about this guy who was in here yesterday who works over in the oil fields, and he said the oil that's coming up there, it's not black. It's this beautiful amber green. And my gut instinct was it's part of the goddess. And that, so let's just say on a big picture at about that time, the goddess began to withdraw from the world of man. She's still there in every tree, in every plant, in every rock. And so you're doing work for the goddess, Garrett. You realize that? But does that make sense? So the goddess, there's a goddess in all of these pagan traditions, there's a goddess of the land. You know, in Ireland, it's Brigid. I think there's a goddess of this land. And part of what is happening by drilling and bringing up this oil, if there is anything positive, it's bringing this awareness that there is that goddess energy on this continent. And that guy who is in here, he's going to bring us back some of that. And I want to make a homeopathic remedy out of it. I want to make an essence out of it. You know, you wouldn't want very much because it's pretty poisonous. But I bet, you know, have you ever heard of homeopathy? Like heals like. So in homeopathy, you would take something that caused, okay, you would take, let's say, right, exactly, right. And so, yeah, and so what homeopathy works on is on an energetic level. So you would, whatever the, however this oil would poison you, if you drank it whole, that's what it would heal in energetic, in like a diluted and potentized form. So, wait, it chills. I think this essence has a lot of power. It's going to be a goddess essence. And I fight fire with fire. So, yeah, and so I don't know, I'm kind of excited to think about how we can shift our perspective on something and go, okay, maybe there's a reason that this is happening. You know, if like you said, all those spirits are being pulled up. Well, and you think about the Middle East where they've been exploiting the country for oil, mm-hmm. how violent it is over there. So if it's happening here,
there's lots of people that just get ran over because they're just in the way from people driving and stuff. It's just crazy. There's such a lack of respect for life over there because everybody's all about the money and trying to get the oil out.
Yeah. Well, and that, and then if we, so we think that there is that mindset, that lack of respect for life, and a lack of respect for the earth, lack of respect for unintended consequences for our actions. So when we think about what's going on in the Middle East, it's just as insane there. There is almost a hatred of the feminine there. I was listening to something yesterday about those murders, the ISIS, you know. They're very symbolic, and they're calling them ritual killings. And they said, this woman said, hundreds of women have been ritually murdered because they're women, and there may be women that like are a little too big for their britches or something, huh? Well, because there is a lack of respect for the feminine. And so I really think, it's wonderful that you two men are here and that you honor the goddess and that your heart is pure. No, that's from Australia. That's a type of jasper. I think that's like a snakeskin something. Yeah. That's 20. I made that up because I'm the boss. That's what we do here at Rocks and Things. I think I paid more for it. It's been around a while. But you should go. Too bad you couldn't. Would it be kind of cool to cut it?
Well, something like this, you know, I'd probably bury it up to this.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
You know, and then it thickens through in between plants or something. And
that's really cool. So, What else? What do we need to talk about now? So he's the one that made the plant, Garrett, Chandler Garrett. And so Chandler works here and helps me out. So what else is good? Oh, he... Are you...
Well, you know...
Okay. Oh, and you want to know what you're... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
So he's creating some medicine over there. So, all right, maybe since we're talking about rocks, I think rocks have the power, especially when you use plants with them, rocks and plants have the ability to support us in, you know, turning those entities from hungry ghosts into allies. Did you know that according to the Druid traditions, trees were how spirits left. Uh-huh. And in places where there are no trees, that's one of the roles that shamans play. And
there's probably not too many trees out in
eastern Montana.
Winston.
No, Williston. And so I'm wondering if some of your plants might also help spirits leave. You'd have maybe have to set that intention, or maybe not. Maybe it just happens naturally.
Yeah.
Give that some thought. Put that in your hat and smoke it. That's a saying that I kind of... That's a saying I sort of butchered. So the other thing that's happening is I'm going to the gem show, and I think next Friday I will be doing a live show from Tucson. There's a guy from Whitefish, Jim Zirk, who's down there, and maybe I will interview him from the gem show, and who knows where we'll go with that, because he can go all kinds of really cool places. What else is going on? Oh, I'm teaching my posture class tomorrow at 9 a.m. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I'll just make stuff up like I always do. There won't be any kids yoga this coming week, nor will there be the posture class next weekend. Siri Carr will still be teaching Tuesday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 5:30, and I'm going to come back. I have an intention of coming back with a few rocks, but I'm also going to bring back a set of crystal singing bowls. I know. And so I don't know if Velvet the Reflexologist is going to buy those bowls and use them in ceremony and work, or if they're going to be in the store. Depends who has the money. I might have to buy them for Velvet, and the rocks will, and then the rock shop can use them. So anyway, I can't think of anything else to say except for peace be with you. Just know if a feeling comes up, the opportunity is for your heart to unlock it. It's just pure energy that you're being given to fulfill your destiny and be and do who you're here to be. Okay, keep the penny shiny side up. That's another saying that I think I just screwed up. Okay, peace be with you.
Make a little bird's nest.
Yeah, over and out from planet Earth.